When I woke up, it was daylight. That is when I remembered that I had a father. During the alert, I had followed the mob, not taking care of him. I knew he was running out of strength, close to death, and yet I had abandoned him. I went to look for him. Yet at the same time, a thought crept into my mind. If only I didn't find him. If only I were relieved of this responsibility, I could use all my strength to fight for my own survival, to take care only of myself. Instantly, I felt ashamed. Ashamed of myself. Forever. I walked for hours without finding him. Then I came to a block where they were distributing black coffee. People stood in line, quarreled. A plaintive voice came from behind me. Eliezer, my son, bring me a little coffee. I ran toward him. Father, I've been looking for you for so long. Where were you? Did you sleep? How are you feeling? He seemed to be burning with fever. I fought my way to the coffee cauldron like a wild beast, and I succeeded in bringing back a cup. I took one gulp. The rest was for him. I shall never forget the gratitude that shone in his eyes when he swallowed this beverage. The gratitude of a wounded animal. With these few mouthfuls of hot water, I had probably given him more satisfaction than during my entire childhood. He was lying on the boards, ashen, his lips pale and dry, shivering. I couldn't stay with him any longer. We had been ordered to go outside to allow for cleaning of the blocks. Only the sick could remain inside. We stayed outside for 5 hours. We were given soup. When they allowed us to return to the blocks, I rushed toward my father. Did you eat? No. Why? They didn't give us anything. They said that we were sick, that we would die soon, and that it would be a waste of food. I can't go on. I gave him what was left of my soup. But my heart was heavy. I was aware that I was doing it grudgingly. Just like Rabbi Eliyahu's son, I had not passed the test.